So, Ian and I would like to thank everyone for their support for being here tonight. Especially the people who traveled here, people that came down to Maine as a trip, people my cousins from out of state. So we appreciate that. This is home for Catherine, this church. This is, she was raised a mile and a half walk from here. She had her baptism here. She had communion here. She literally grew up at Curie and Lana's elementary school, right next door. So, you know, we're and as you know, we lived in Maine our whole married life for 17 years. But as our Maine friends know, you know, Catherine identified as a New Yorker. Fortunately for me, her parents attended the St. Agnes High School in Uniondale. So we met in our sophomore year of high school. In detention, actually. She wasn't supposed to be there. She was, you know, through an error. She was assigned, she had to slip, so she thought I'd get moved to go. I was supposed to be there. So she said, this is the first time we saw each other. She knew what crowd I hung out with buying my footwear. So from the loafers that I bought, she knew I hung out with Roosevelt Park. And actually she got in a fair amount of trouble with Sister Claire for going to detention when she wasn't supposed to be there. But then it was a puzzle that she prepared to do what to do. Do you give somebody detention for going to detention? Do you credit them with crime served? So we graduated St. Agnes. In any event, 1987, a number of years later, we got reacquainted, we started dating. She started introducing me to the family. I met Betty and Bill in Rockwell Center. You know, it was notable being at Pat for the first time in Brooklyn. So I'm driving to Brooklyn, and Kathleen calls me on my phone, give me directions. She says, you need to make a turn on Quinton Road. And I hear Clinton Road. So I'm driving up and down King's Highway doing circles in Brooklyn looking for Clinton Road, which doesn't exist. But, you know, we found a place, and then leave Aunt Marie was there, and I can't remember. But, you know, that was nice. We got engaged soon after that. I subsequently learned she didn't really care so much for my last name. Seemed to be a mouthful. She much preferred the room. But one of her friends said, Alterac, oh, that sounds like a strong offensive lineman's name. So, you know, she meant she was okay with it. So that's probably the first document of time she changed her mind in my favor. People who know Kathy know it was a challenge sometimes to get her to change her mind. So after I got engaged, and now that it's serious, she wants me to meet her family in Ireland. So we flew to Shannon, you know, west coast of Ireland. We drove around the peninsula, we saw the coast of War. We go to County Sligo, you know, to meet Marie and Colin Cannon, you know, stayed in Sligo, and then up to Donegal, where her family's from, a town called the Draw. Time in 2005, probably population a little over 500. So we're driving up this road, totally paved with what it was called, and we see they're pointing out relatives that asked where her grandmother grew up. Her grandmother, who came here as like a 19-20-year-old, you know, and his mom, you know, and then it seemed like subsequently every house we passed along totally paved was lived here. Uncle's house was lived here, aunt's house. So the whole family, the Duffies and the Waters, just lived in a drop. It's one family in a drop in Denver. I forgot to mention the drop was in here. That evening, we had a get together at the pub on Main Street in town called Hill of the Pine. The whole family is there. The whole Irish family is there. It was wonderful. As you guys, I asked them, do you guys do this all the time? They're like, no, it's a special year. So it was really sweet. And then Kathleen had one of her, in my estimation, one of her shining moments, that I can recall, when one of her relatives asked her, they asked her to dance. She did a tap, because she was ready. So these are her uniforms from when she was growing up and she competed in fashions. So this Irish Catholic girl whose mother emigrated from that town here, now she goes back and in front of her whole Irish family in Warrington, just does these beautiful dances, and they love it. They love it. It was wonderful. You know, she was so good before cell phones, this will be it. But you know, she thoroughly, thoroughly enjoyed that. I don't have the words to describe how wonderful she is. But I think you guys did a great job in cards to 809 in memoriam, in the obituary. And this is some of the stuff that you guys wrote that I think sums up what it was like to be friends with Catherine, what it was like to know Catherine. So this is what you guys wrote. I'm going to have to share some of your words. And this is from a friend of mine, a card that came to 809. She was one fierce, incredible woman. I think that's accurate. That's how she was described. Another friend from Maine said this: "I will truly miss all our chats and conversations, many of which had to deal with social justice and concern for others." Another person wrote, "You were a safe space to so many, for me. I will miss our painfully honest, yet healing conversations, and the many lessons you taught me." Another friend wrote, "I know it wasn't easy these past few years, but you still managed to be graceful and elegant, no matter what you had to go through." "I will miss you cheering us on and being a steady, faithful, and brilliant friend." So this was Kathleen. Kathleen called as she saw it. She didn't write words. She told you from her heart what she thought to be true in conversation. She was a social worker, she was a counselor, she was very good at her job. Her joy in life was being a mother to Aiden, mother to Aiden Bissell. I would put stuff on social media about Ann and I doing races, adventure races, swim meets, rock climbing. I kind of know that, I think if you ask Ada, she would just assume spend an hour with her mom walking around in Target, as well as much as doing any other stuff. So, in conclusion, I want to say that Kathleen put this mask together. She picked out the music, she picked out the prayers, she suggested who can possibly do what. So everything except one prayer, the New Testament prayer, I picked out for what it meant to me. So it's Paul Corinthians, where St. Paul says, "O death, where art thou sting? O grave, where art thou victory?" So I was with Kathleen the last 5 months, 5 weeks, 5 days. And she was ready. Kathleen was prepared for this. She accepted this. Okay? So in that way, there's no sting in death. She was prepared and ready, and the victory was all hers.